Yud Aleph Sivan, Monday the 20th of May, Rabbi Mordechai Ginsbury, Relationships.
Good morning. Robin Rides is a former chief executive of the UK National School of Government. He was the youngest person to direct the British Prime Minister's flagship leadership development programme, the Top Management Programme. And in 2012, he authored a book called Never Mind the Bosses, Hastening the Death of Deference for Business Success. I hasten to add, I'm not an agent, nor do I hold any brief for Robin Ride. But in one of the testimonials for this book, another leading chief executive, something of the late 20th century, early 21st century culture, tells us that this book is a powerful reminder that deference has no place in an accelerating world where only the most innovative organisations will thrive and prosper. I contend that this particular approach is one which is exceedingly troubling and needs to be addressed in terms of the relationships that we create. For where there is no deference, im ein derech eretz, ein Torah, derech eretz kodma l'Torah. And probably the closest English word to derech eretz in that particular respect is deference. If we're living in an age which was characterized by a former prime minister as being the death of deference, we need to consider how that impacts on relationships in its widest sense. And we have to know the MSLP Torah, start the day the Torah way, of how we are to address such a situation. I would just suggest to you one particular parallel in terms of an approach which has been suggested in this modern day and age, which shows how the death of deference can perniciously and harmfully affect the way in which we address Torah issues. It's said humorously, but I believe it has a significant impact. It's said that nowadays, with the advance in computer technology, it's possible for a person, when they have a shaila, to consider it carefully, decide what answer they would like, to put that into a computer program, and the computer program will then tell you which rov to ask in order to get the answer you wish to have. Looks like there's a few nodding heads around the room, but I want to share with you this morning, and particularly in the immediate warm afterglow of Matan Torah, a very different perspective on relationships. To start with, a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in which Rabbi Yishmael Omer, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis, Rabbi Yishmael was wont to say, Heve kal l'roish v'neachul sishchores, a person should be... There are different ways, according to the Mefarshim, to understand this, but we'll say that one should be deferential, talking about deference, deferential l'roish, to one who is ahead of you, v'noyach l'sishchores, and accommodating of one who is of lower station, v'hevei mekabel es kol ha'odem b'simcha, you'll be able to, you should be, greet every person with simcha. We can understand there is a continuum to this Mishnah. To have the correct relationship with every individual, to be mekabel kol adam basimcha, one needs to have this balance of kal l'roish v'neach v'sishchiras. The Baal Tanura explains this particular Mishnah in the following way. He says, kal l'roish is lifnei adam godl, zokein v'yoshev b'roish yeshiva, heve kal la'aveid avoidosoy u'lishamish lefonov. When you find yourself in the presence of a person who is great, who is elderly, whether literally or as the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Zokin is a nutrikin of Zeh Shekona Chochma, Tamid Chochem, that person is Yoshev Rosh Yeshiva, make sure that you are swift to do that which will enable and facilitate his best interests in his Avodah Hashem, Kal la'avid avidosu l'shamish lefonov. V'noyach l'sishchayres, continues the Baal Tanura, l'odom bochu shesareisov shechayres. He learns the idea of sishchayres as referring to Loshen etymologically rooted in the word shochar, black. A young person whose hair is still black. Einu tzorich lahokil atzmachol kolkach. By the way, it doesn't mean you can be abusive. It just says you don't need to be so deferential. Elo tamid lefon of benachas v'yishuv. But stand before him in a relaxed but appropriately moderated way. The Baal Tanur brings a second pshat on kal l'roish v'nechas yishcheres. Pirish Ache, he says later on, have a kal l'roish is bereshisko k'sha'ata bochur. He says kal l'roish means there are earlier years in life where a person is in the first flush of youth, as they say. A person has that strength and ability to pursue all sorts of dreams and make things happen. In those years, be kal. Capitalize on those years. Maximize them. Have a kal lasis rutsin berecha, and likewise be swift to do the will of your Creator. Uvezik nuscha, when you become older, kishehushchuru panecha. It's not from loshen shochayer that the hair is still black, but hushchuru panecha means your face has darkened. Yazikna tehinoyachlay. Be accommodating of those older years in life. So here we see something interesting in terms of the relationship a person has to have with him or herself. The relationships we have with one another are not only rooted in the way that we see the world outside of ourselves, but also the way in which we moderate, modulate, and build the world within. The Tiferes Yisrael explains a slightly different mahalach, which is really based on the original pshat, the first pshat of the Baal Tanura. He says, "Hinei ha'odam efshishi pogishim odam acha shelamala mimadrei gosli." In life, it's possible that you will meet with people who are actually ahead of your station. Or sometimes we interact with people who are at a low level. Or you find someone who is your equal. In kulam tzorech sheyachzik sholem im yirtze lahasik ha'atzlocha yuchz gedolish sheba'olam. With all of these different categories of people, one is required to be able to maintain peaceful and appropriate relationships if you want to achieve the greatest possible success in the world. Dahainu, what's the greatest possible success in the world? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, li yois ohuv lakoyom. To be beloved of and to each and every individual. Remarkable idea. Success, the Tiferes Yisrael tells us, based on the Mishnah, is li yois ohuv lakoyol. And this requires some further examination. The relationships are good because everybody likes me. Doesn't that mean that I'm something of a colorless, nondescript individual who doesn't have any personality or principle? I'm just ohuv lakoyol. You're right. He's right, she's right. You know the famous story of the Rav, who was approached by two individuals, and they had a very difficult matter to resolve. They were in dispute, and the Rav listened to the first individual, the plaintiff, and he said to him, after considering very carefully, he says, "You're right, you're right." Then the defendant gets up and he makes his case, and the Rav listens very carefully, and he says, "You know what?" He says, "You're right, you're right." And the Rebbe's standing just outside, and she comes in the room, and she says to the Rav, she says, "Look, you just said he's right, and you said he's right. They can't both be right." So the Rav says, "Taka, bisdoicha gerecht, you're also right." So is that what ohuv lakoyol means? Let's understand what's the definition in relationships of being ohuv lakoyol. Does it mean that I've got to simply acquiesce to everybody, the death of deference? There is no principle, there is no absolutism in life, there's no right and wrong, as it were. Ohuv lakoyol, chas v'sholem, that's not the pshat. The Mishnah tells us a little bit earlier, a couple of Mishnayos earlier in Pirkei Avos, also in Perek Gimel, Reb Chanina ben Doisa, one of his statements was, hu hoya omer, very famously, kol sheruach habrius noicheimenu, ruach hamokam noicheimenu. Anybody, they normally translate this in English, in whom his fellow being takes delight in his spirit, so the Almighty also takes delight in such an individual. So the Baal Tanura there says, "Kol mi she'ohuv lamato, b'yodua she'hu ohuv lamalo." Anybody who is loved down here on earth, one should know that such an individual is loved in heaven as well. Need to understand again what that means. It seems to be a very nice sort of statement. What does it mean? Ov lemata, yodushu ov lemala? The Tiferes Yisrael says that the definition of ohuv labrios, ruach abrios neichemenu, ruach amokum neichemenu, is sheshoymech yuvov livnei otom lehetiv lohem. That a person knows how to maintain, to observe their obligations to their fellow beings, lehetiv lohem, to do good for them. V'chol shekein sheloi lahara lohem. How much more so not to do bad to them. And through this, people will feel a sense of comfort, will feel a sense of well-being with this individual, they'll love him. The problem is with all of this, it sounds almost like you could have some sort of humanistic individual getting up and preaching this and universal love. We need to understand what are these values that Chazal are telling us here. Lios ov lakoil, ov lamato biyodushu, ov lamala, shemech yuvav livnei odom. We need to understand this in greater depth and greater detail clearly. But Derech Drush, I saw something very interesting over Shavuos on this Mishnah. Only as I was preparing the Shia, I couldn't remember exactly where I'd seen it. So maybe one of you will help me out, or somebody who hears this will phone in and give us the Makura for this. But with Derech Drush, I saw an idea as follows. That the idea of Kol Sheruach HaBrius Noichemen Ruach HaMokom Noichemenu is to be understood in the following way. Anybody, Sheruach HaBrius Noichemenu, where people genuinely take delight in this individual, you should know that it is the Ruach HaMokom Noichemenu. It's because of that person's Yiras Shemayim and because of that person's connection to Torah and Mitzvahs. That's why Ruach HaBrius Noichemenu. Kol Sheruach HaBrius Noichemenu, Ruach HaMokom Noichemenu. The Ruach HaMokom is burning passionately within that individual and radiating out beneficially to others around him. But Emes, I think this is the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, V'omer of Daf Memtes on the base, Omer Rebelozo Kola Oysed Stoku Mishpot, anybody who does acts of charity and justice, Ki'ilu Milei Kola Oylam Kulei Chesed. It's as though that person has filled the entire world with chesed. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oyev tztoka u'mishpat chesed Hashem mala oretz. The one who loves charity and justice, with the kindness of Hashem, wants filled the earth. So now we begin to see something slightly different about tztoka u'mishpat, wants filled the world with chesed Hashem mala oretz. The Gemara goes on to say, Shema Tema Kolabo Likvoitz Kaifetz. Maybe you'll say, oh, anybody can do this. It's easy. Ov Lakol. You're right, he's right, she's right, they're right. Everybody's right. Nobody's wrong. Marvelous. Easy to do. Shema Tema Kolabo Likvoitz Kaifetz. Talmud Loimer, the Apostle says, Mayokor Chazdocho Elikim. You should know that it's precious. Chesed Elikim, to be Zeichet to the Chesed Elikim, is something which is rare. Something which is precious. Says the Gemara, Yochol af Yirei Shemayim Kain. I might think Yirei Shemayim has the same problem in being able to access that quality of Mayokah Chazducha Elikim, to be Zeicha, to be Mamali, to fill the whole world with Chesed u'Mishpat. Talmud Lema, the Chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al Yireyov. The kindness of Hashem is me'olam v'ad olam, forevermore, al yireyov, on those who fear the Ribbono Shel'olam, those who revere the Ribbono Shel'olam. Says the Gemara now, and this I think is the yesod of that pirush I wanted to share with you on kol sheruach habrius neichemenu ruach hamokum neichemenu, omer av chama bar papa, kol odom sheyesh olav chein. Any person who has a chein, a metzias chein, people find this person to be a beloved individual, you should know that chein comes from the person being Yirei Shemayim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says also in Tehillim, the chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyov. So we understand now that this concept of being Ov La Briois, and through that being Ov La Mokoim, is not just somebody who walks around and is prepared to agree with and accommodate every popular fad and changing attitude in life. A person has a very carefully calibrated, constant, consistent relationship with Ribbono Shel'olam, which is rooted in Yiras Shamayim. That's where the chen comes from. That's where the ches Hashem me'olam ba'ad olam al yireyof. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudalad, tells us the following. V'oma Rabbi Chama b'Reb Chanina, ma'y dichsiv achrei Hashem elekechem tileichu. What's the meaning of the pasuk in Devarim Yud Gimel? Achrei Hashem elekechem tileichu. You shall walk after, you shall follow in the footsteps, as they say in the modern day and age, hug the profile of Hashem your God. V'chi efshaloi la'odam la'aloich ach ha'shchina? Is it possible for a person to walk after the divine presence? V'aloi kvar nema. Surely the pasuk tells us earlier in Devarim, ki Hashem elekecho eish oichlohu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is eish oichlo. What's it mean? Achrei Hashem elekechem tileichu. Ella, what does it mean? La leich achamidoisov shakodesh baruch hu. A person has to imitash yodei. A person has to walk in the footsteps of the divine. Especially used to be of Latin for my mechutin and former Latin partner in Asmonean. So there we go. Acha Hashem lekech imitash yodei. The little bit that we remember. Mahu malbish arumim. Dichsiv vayas Hashem elekim lo'odom l'ishtoi kosnos erva yalbishim afatoahu beisharumim. The achre Hashem elekecho teleichu means what? You have to follow in the footsteps of the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the midst of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that particular moment, when Odom and Chava had trespassed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had asked them, Ayeka, Hamino Eitz Hashet Sivisicha, Asher Loisoicha Mimenu Acholta, and at that particular moment, who made the clothes for Odom and Chava? The MS is an idea which is brought down in the Tome Devora, where he explains the Midos of Mikel Kamoicha Noise Ovin Voiva Pesha. So he says that there is a particular midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam where he's Noise Ovin, which means that even if a person will offend the Ribbono Shel Olam and abuse the very gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us to use for Torah and mitzvahs, and one misdirects them and misapplies them, chas v'sholem, for those things we shouldn't be doing. B'chol zoi, says the Talmud of Torah, lo yesiv tovosim min ha'makabel. He does not withhold his goods from the person who is the recipient. It's a remarkable idea. When you think about it, a person lifts up their hand, chas v'sholem, to do something keneged the ratzon Hashem. Who's giving you that kerch to lift up the hand? It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So to be mahalach b'midosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find here, what's the meaning of that mahu malbish arumim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the example that's given dafke is, b'chol zois, v'yaz Hashem elekim l'odom l'ishtoi kosnos ovi albishem, afato halbish arumim. That's how far we have to go in being malbish arumim, in clothing those who otherwise wouldn't be able to do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikecholim dichsiv v'yeiru alev Hashem be'elonim mamrei afato bakecholim. Like the Ribbono Shel Olam was mvake Avram v'ino acha milosoi. So we have to do likewise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichim aveilim dichsiv v'hi achrei mois Avram v'yavorech elikim es Yitzchok b'noi afato machim aveilim. So we learn nichim aveilim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyve meisim, we learn from the p'tira of Moshe Rabbeinu dichsiv v'yikbar sebagai. So the Gemara tells us that what does it actually mean to be able to be that individual who is a Yirei Shamayim, who is Ches Hashem Yerolim Ba'adolim Al Yireyof, because I've got a properly calibrated relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is why I'm able to do things which bring a Metzias Chein. That is why a person is Ohuv Lakoil. That is the very opposite of the argument of the late 20th and early 21st century leadership change management and coaches, experts, coach experts. The very opposite is that which we actually believe. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the second Perek of Brochus, in Perek Hoyokore, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Loma Kova Parsha Shema Levoyim Shemaya. Why in the Seder of the Parshas of Shema, we know that the first two Parshas actually follow the Seder in Sefer Devarim, and then the third Parsha of Shema is actually from Bamidbar. But the question is, why particularly the order in which we read the three Parshas of Kriyat Shema to read in that order? So Yeshua ben Korcha says that the reason why Koma Parshas Shema Levayim Shemaya is Kedei Shiyakabel Olav Oil Malchus Shemaim Techila, the achkach makabel of el mitzvahs. The idea of, as it were, doing good in some sort of secular social action, warm, fuzzy, just doing things which feel good, which seem to be good, that's not mitzvahs. Mitzvah presupposes a mitzvah. You can't engage with the world of mitzvahs until you've been mekabel ol malchus shemaim. First kabbalas ol malchus shemaim, then kabbalas ol mitzvahs. The relationship always flows from that MS for yatziv v'nochem v'kayom, Hashem lekechem MS. From that flows the possibility to create a life in ein derech eretz, ein Torah. I want to try in the next 7 or so minutes that we've got to cover three other areas which are connected to this. A kasha and a teretz on a Rambam, and then an insight into one of the Sheva Brochas, which is relevant for this, and perhaps is already the beginning of the sowing of the seeds for a further shir sometime in the future, as to how this relationship the human being has with the Ribbono Shel Olam flows through into interpersonal relationships, being ish l'ishtei u'bein odom l'chaveiroi. That is something we won't have time to actually fully unpack this morning. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Dal Halacha Chafei tells us the following: Kedushas Tefillin Kedushas and Gedolai. Says the Kedusha of Tefillin is something which is very great. It's very great, the Kedusha of Tefillin. Shekolzman shatfilin barosh shel odom v'al zeroyei. For when the tefillin are on the head of a person, on his arm, who onov, a person is humble. V'yirei shemayim. We said yirei shemayim. That's the key to being ov lakoil. Ein nimshech b'schoik v'sicha b'teila. He's not drawn into hilarity, into inappropriate letzonos. Uvasicha b'teila, and to idle chatter, the ena mahare machshavas rois, and he doesn't think any inappropriate thoughts. Ela mafana libo b'divrei emes v'tzedek, but his heart is freed up to connect to words of truth and righteousness. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph tells us something which has a very interesting parallel to this Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. He says, "Miyisodei adas leida shehakel menabe es bnei ha'odom." We should know that one of the principles, one of the fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit, is to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam connects in prophecy with human beings. Ve'ein ha'nevuah chola, but nevuah cannot rest ela al chochum godol b'chochma, on a person other than one who is great in wisdom, gibur b'midosov, strong in his midos, his characteristics, his behavior patterns, his traits. For lo yehe yitzur miskabel of bedova ba'olam, and his yitzur will not be able to overcome him in any matter in the world. Elohu miskabel bedat al yitzri tomit, he's someone who's able through his das to overcome his yitzur. V'baldeir rechova nechina admaoit. He is a Baal Deah, a person who has a sense of perspective which is well established and which is very broad. There's a fascinating parallel between the Rambam in Hilchus Tefillin and the Rambam in Hilchus Yisodei HaTorah. Not exactly the same Lashonus, But actually, if you work the two through carefully, and you look at them and you work out the parallels, you see that when we put on tefillin, kol zman shehein b'roshu shel adam v'al zeroyei, we are, if not quite there, very korov to that which the Rambam describes as being madrigas hanavua. Now, with the greatest of respect to all assembled, including myself, how many times when we put on tefillin are we zeicher to that particular madriga? At least, if nothing else, we should have in mind this particular ha'orah. You know, there's a great story which is told of an individual who'd been emailing his Rav a number of occasions and was quite concerned that despite several hours having passed, he hadn't had an immediate answer yet from the Rav. So he comes to the Rav and he says to him, I don't understand. He says, I've been emailing you a kasha I've got. He says, what's the kasha? He says, the kasha is I don't understand this attention to detail that we have in the Torah. Ad kedikach, we're so makbid that if there's a kutzah shel yud out of place in the Torah, it's no good. The Torah becomes posel. The attention to detail, the wheels grind so far. I don't understand it. What's it all about? And you haven't even had the decency to respond to my email. So the Rav turns round and he says to him, tell me, where have you been sending the email to? He says, rabbi@myshul.com. He says, no, he says, it's rabbi@my.shul.com. He says, Rabbi, can one small dot make such a difference? Connectivity. To achieve connectivity, we suddenly realize that the slightest attention to detail makes a difference. We have to understand what the Rambam is telling us is, yes, when we have tefillin on our heads and our arms, the potential is there. We've got all the hardware, if you like, there. Lahavdin, it's not fair even to use that particular lotion as far as the kedusha of tefillin are concerned. You understand what I mean? It's all there. But have we pressed the switch to put the button, to put the machine on? Have we actually ensured that the things are linked up? Have we made sure that what has to happen is actually happening? But MS, what I'm speaking about this morning, which is the very opposite, it's totally counterintuitive to what I believe is a pernicious movement in an increasingly secular society today, which believes that the way to build the future is never mind the bosses, we have to hasten the death of deference in order to be successful in business. We need to say exactly the opposite. Mamash lehetach. And that's why Chazal told us that hakoil b'dei shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim. The one thing that we have to work on is that real, meaningful, switched on, truly connected kesher to the Ribbono shel Olam. Because without that, there is no ohuv lakoil in terms of what we understand ohuv lakoil to be. There is no Ruach HaBrios Noichemenu, Ruach HaMokim Noichemenu. Ruach HaMokim is not Noichemenu from somebody who's just, he's such a nice guy, he always does what I tell him to do. That's not Ruach HaMokim Noichemenu. It's what the Gemara tells us, Rav Chama Bar Papa, that Gemara in Sukkah, Kolodom Sheyesh Alavchein B'yoduashu Yirei Shemayim. But Emes, I think that's also Pshat in one of the Sheva Brachos, and this I conclude for this morning, and it leaves a lot of space to be developed in terms of interpersonal relationships. We make the bracha, sheyotzer es ha'odem b'tzalmai, b'tzelem t'mus tavnisai, v'hiskin lo m'binin d'atei ad, baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha'odem. So the obvious kasha everybody asks is, what do you mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mankind b'tzelem t'mus tavnisai? Ein lo d'mus ha'guf. Ve'ein lo guf, lo yasiku masigi aguf. Ve'ein lo shum dimyon klal. The Ribbono shel Olam has no physical shape or form. So what's this broch about b'tzelem t'mus tavnisai? I've heard it explained that it means the koach ha-bechiroi. The koach of bechiroi is one which is given only the Ribbono shel Olam himself, and he's given horetz nosan levnei adam. He's given us that koach ha-bechiroi to be free to choose. Malachim ha-muchrochim. They don't have that freedom of choice. But I think there's another pshat that we're understanding here, and this is the whole yesod also of Rav Dessler, or a big part of the yesod of Rav Dessler's Kunshus HaChesed in Michtiv Meliyahu, that the yesod Adam B'Tselem to Mustav Nisoy is that the chain comes from being a Yirei Shemayim, and a Yirei Shemayim is one who is Hoylech B'Midosov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say in Benching, Hu Heitiv, Hu Meitiv, Hu Yetiv Lonu, this unceasing energy, this Mayan Amiskabe, which continually gushes forth an unlimited shefa of giving, of doing good, who hated, who made it, lanu. That's the Odom who is returned to Mustav Nisei. And that is the Odom who, far from experiencing the death of deference, understands that the Tiferes Yisrael tells us, we'll meet people in life, Lamala mimadre gosei, Lamato mimadre gosei, Shova lamadre gosei, Im kulam tzorech shiachzik sholem, Im yirtzel ahasik hatzlocha yisudosho olam, which is indeed, Lios ohuv lakoil, but in the right way, as we have worked through and learned through together this morning.